Arsenal games. This is it. Freedom Builders is over after this night.
Sorry.
This is it, guys.
Last
Wednesday night together. No, this isn't our Wednesday. This is our last Wednesday night. This is our last Wednesday night. But we're going to be making a couple announcements later after worship. But I'm excited. Tonight's going to be a really awesome night. It's going to be crazy. God's been speaking to me like crazy this week. And I've got a bunch of awesome things to share with you, as well as the rest of the Freedom Builders team. So before we get started, can I have you guys stand up? And I'm going to go ahead and pray us in. But does anybody else want to before I go? All right. So guys, this is our last Wednesday night. Let's leave the Guerrero's house on this Wednesday night with a bang. It's gonna be awesome. Just like last week. How many of you guys were here last week? Pretty much everybody was here last week. One of the things that we did last week was we broke off into separate groups and we just started declaring things. And last week we were going over viewing your life like you've seen a movie for the second time, knowing the victory in mind. Our messages kind of go in hand with that today, and so is the worship. It's going to be really cool. So if you guys can prepare our hearts, keep your hearts open if you want. Raise your hands, get on your knees, whatever you need to do to connect with God right now. Let's do it. So Heavenly Father, oh God, you're so glorious, you're so gracious, you are so good, God. And we worship you, we praise you right now for everything that you are, for bringing us here to this place, for calling us. Lord, for drawing our hearts here, even if we didn't know that you brought us here. Thank you, Lord, that you direct our paths even when we run away from you, even when we curse you, God, you still pursue us, that your love is relentless to us, and we pray that your Spirit show up once again in this place. Lord, let your Spirit show up in all of its power, in all of its goodness, Lord, in all of its wisdom. Let your will be done to us tonight, Lord, and we say, have your way. If you could just tell the Lord that right now. Say, have your way, Jesus. Lord, we give you full reign tonight. We give you this night. Lord, and we thank you for all the things that you are moving us to in this new season. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, so you guys know this one. It's called Weird Free. Bye. fantastic. You know what God's been doing to me a lot recently about, getting to realize, how much access we have to God, which is really cool. It's like what we're talking about this week. It's awesome that God worked that out. But when we sing this song, Relentless, we sing the chorus, God, your love is relentless. You carry us when the world fades away. God, you cover us with your endless grace. We're going to enter into a time of awesome worship right now. But before we do, I want everybody to close their eyes. We're going to focus really quick. This is something God impressed on my heart a lot this week, is look at the times right now with your eyes closed. Look at all those times where you felt numb, or you felt alone, or things just weren't working out for you. Think about all of those times when even when things were going good, think about the good and the bad times. And remember the pain that you felt, but now look at this. Look for where God was in the situation. I know it's hard to see sometimes, but really look. Ask yourself how things could have gotten worse for you in that situation, and what you see God kept you from when those times were hard. Just think about that for a sec. God's love isn't always easily recognizable. But God's been showing me a lot recently that we can find his love and his grace most evident in the times where we feel like he's the most absent. Seriously, like, this has never been more real to me up until recently, and I want you guys to catch this. There will be moments in our lives where we feel like everything is just dull or horrible. Maybe things are just really bad for you, either right now or in the past. Things are just kind of eh, and you really don't feel like God is with you. It's in those times that God is fighting for you, seriously. I'm not just saying this because, yes, Scripture says so, but I'm not just spitting out words. This is truth that I know in my life. That when I was cursing God, when I was running away from the life that he called me to live, God was pursuing me that much more. God was aligning things for me so that I could be where I am today. And I want you guys to know, God wants you to know that he's doing the same for you right now. Right now, as we're in this time of worship, look at all those times where God has fought for you. And look at the times where it's hard to see that God was fighting for you. And remind yourself that even then, in those hard moments, God was pursuing you even more.
Your love is relentless.
fact that you pursue us, God, that you go after us. I thank you, Jesus, for opening up the heavens upon us. I thank you that we have complete access to you. Lord, in this time of worship where we put ourselves down and exalt you, God, become evident to us in all of our lives, God, and everything that you are becomes so evident to us. Let us not go a second without seeing and knowing that you are with us, God. Lord, and come speak to us and cause us to move by the power of your Spirit, Lord. Cause us to be driven to pursue you and your will, Father. God, over our lives, we say, let it be according to your word, God. Whatever you would have in your word, whatever you speak, Lord, let it be done to us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. lift up our own praise to God right now. Let's just begin to sing out to Him. Let's begin to praise Him. We're not done yet. Come on, let's keep going.
Satan, we command you
in Jesus' name.
get out of here.
To get out of here.
And to run away.
And to run away.
Because you have no power.
You have no power.
You have absolutely no power.
You have absolutely no power.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is.
And the Spirit of the Lord.
And the Spirit of the Lord.
Is in me.
Is in me.
So we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, and we receive your victory. We receive your freedom in Jesus' name. Just say that I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. God, continue to be lifted high. Continue to be exalted, Lord. Show us what you would have in this next season for us, God. Keep our hearts open to you. In Jesus' name, we love you. And we praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Can we stay in this atmosphere for a little longer? There are some things that God really wants to say. First of all, he wants everyone to know that the dreams that you aspire in your heart and the things that you chase after will never bore him and it will never dull in his eyes. Even though they may fade from years on, going on years, and you might not even think about something that was that you were so passionate about years prior, he still wants those things to succeed. And he will make those things and those callings come alive and arise. And he just really wants every one of you to know that nothing you ever think or believe for yourself will be too much for God. It will never surprise him. It will never bore him. He will never do anything that is against you. He loves you and he's so passionate for you that he wants every thought, every belief, everything that you love to prosper. And that's something that the Most High God today is speaking.
Bodies don't feel like it, we continue for this because after this comes breakthrough. Let's keep praising the Lord right now. Say, Jesus, you're good to me. Just start declaring the things that God has given you in your life. Just keep thanking him for breakthrough.
Like the rising sun.
Be done tonight. Continue to raise up these dry places in our lives, God. Let your sleeping giant arise. In Jesus' name, in every single one of us, God. Come awake within us, God, and let a fire be sparked in our hearts that cannot be put out, that cannot be quenched, because we worship you in spirit and in truth, because this is not hype, this is not fake. But Lord, we call your real spirit, who is alive, to come awake in us, God. Let your spirit come awake in us today, Lord. In Jesus' name. Speak to us today, Lord, and let us hear your voice. Lord, we honor you. We bless you. In your mighty name we pray, Jesus. Amen.